Welcome back to another episode of Central Perk. So glad to be back today. As usual, I'm here with Tunde.
What's up, guys? Glad to be back.
Yeah. It's been a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we're really glad to be back, and definitely we're just trying to do something. Want to do something different on this week's episode. Instead of an individual series breakdown, we're going to be doing more of a series roundup. What's been happening in when September now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so August, let's just say sort of like an August roundup, and
yeah,
basically current trending series,
trending series. Like a couple of series, like some what shows have come out in between.
Yeah. So we're talking House of the Dragon. I remember on the Sherlock Holmes episode, we asked if you've not listened to that, go listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
On the Sherlock Holmes episode, I remember towards the end, we asked if people would be interested in the Sandman review, and I know I received a few positive responses towards that. So yeah, we'll also be talking Sandman. So yeah, I think those are the two major shows we'll be focusing on: House of the Dragon and Sandman.
Also, if you haven't listened to our first House of the Dragon episode, you should also please listen to that. It was actually quite interesting. So
yeah, definitely. And I'm just claiming, my, you know, I'll continue to claim the glory for my prediction on the House of Dragon on the House of Dragon episode. Go listen to that so you can get that. Yeah, definitely.
So basically, I think there are 4 episodes out on House of the Dragon currently, and by the time you're listening to this, it will be up on Saturday, and the next episode will probably come out the following day, that's Sunday. But for our guys in Nigeria, see, recently we've been getting it by Monday, and I mean, that sucks. Well, anyhow. For sure, basically, it's out on Sunday.
I remember the first episode. I know the first episode, I watched it on Sunday.
Yeah. I think even the second one, I got Sunday.
Yeah.
It was about like the third and the fourth. I don't know. They just, I haven't been able to get them until like the following day.
But, yeah, in the album.
Actually. Yeah. So far, like, what has happened on House of Dragon?
Do you want to do a complete recap, or we just refer them to go back to the House of Dragon episode?
Yeah, technically, this is going to be like, is it like a mid-season review of House of Dragon? Because I think episode 5, that's the next one that's coming out. That's going to be, I think there are going to be a total of 10 episodes in House of Dragon.
Yeah,
so
it should be 10 episodes.
This one is going to be like the middle. And like the midway episode. And I saw somewhere, you know, there's going to be a time jump.
I
saw that like next episode is going to be the last episode of the series. Lee Alcock, that's young Rhaenyra.
I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss
for
her.
For real, because like I've really grown like very attached to the person playing her currently. Like
you know, I was saying, you know, we're talking before we hopped on this. And I was like that before episode 4, that she hadn't fucked up, that she had just been like the only character that you could easily root for. You get?
Yeah. But now, like, better. And see, for real, the person that is, I've forgotten her name, but like the person is going to play like older Rhaenyra. She has like,
yeah, she's also mad. She looks mad.
Yeah, she's mad, but she has shoes to feel. But I haven't seen her in any other like movie or show or anything. I hadn't seen this one too, but I mean, exactly. She's been good before.
Exactly. Even from Game of Thrones, gone, it was only like Jason Momoa that was the only star
that people had seen before.
Exactly, yeah. So, forget. Sure. There are a lot of mad actors, you know, but it's this kind of shows that I'll just launch them. Like now, Bridgerton too.
Most of
it's
them
just
are
Bridgerton that comes to mind immediately. Who had ever seen anybody from Bridgerton?
Actually, you know, most of those actors, if you watch interviews and they ask them about like their past in acting and stuff, Most of them, they usually like have backgrounds in actual plays, like plays in theaters and stuff.
I don't know. I feel like House of Drag, HBO is like, as if
They
they
recruit from
from like
like
English,
that.
yeah, from like all these English guys that have gone to like English schools and everything, sure. Like
Actually.
acted in plays
And
and plus
actually makes
like,
sense. It makes sense because like these rules, they are not conventional rules. Like they are not just regular types of movies that you can just get any type of person to ask them. I mean, you're playing like someone that will be wearing like a nice shirt, like not the normal type of
yeah,
clothes that you wear. You're
it's
not
not
normal type
anything.
of role. So like you require some level of like professionalism and chat,
Facts.
there's a niche for like that.
It makes sense for them to go that way, sure.
Well,
So on House of Dragons so far,
yeah, like we
said
said, we
Nera.
have been killing it. This the last episode, that's episode 4 of all the episodes that's come out so far, it was the spiciest. And I chose that word carefully because I actually mean it. But I expect, Game of Thrones, at least before I watched Game of Thrones, it was notorious for like their sex scenes and stuff. Even though when you watch it, like you actually discover that the sex scenes only make up like 5% of the entire show, even if it's up to like,
No,
but.
obviously now. Is it? But I can't even like. There were some points of Game of Thrones that was like almost every episode or every episode.
The thing is, it probably won't be sex scenes per se, maybe like tasteful nudity, but not sex per se.
I think House of
Probably
Dragon
see
is
like
even
a
like.
book
I think
here
House
or
of Dragon
there
is even
and stuff,
more toned down.
but
I think
actually,
House of Dragon is even more toned down compared to Thrones,
but
because
yeah.
especially Rhaenyra's scene, sure, it wasn't really explicit. Yeah,
Actually,
they just let you know what
they
she was
did
doing.
show,
They
but
let you know
like.
what they were doing, but nothing really.
The thing is exactly like for you're talking about Rhaenyra and that what's that guy name? The knight, have you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, when she was in the tavern and that brothel,
Oh,
like
yeah.
there
You know,
was
Thrones, they're very casual with like all those like House of Silk. Whenever they go into one of the brothels, they just them like randomly. You get like
Yeah.
it's just like the part of the background. It's not even the focus, that kind of thing.
Exactly, it's not your focus.
Yeah, it's not really in focus. You just you, you they make you like get the idea of that, okay, like you're in a haze, that everybody's just in there doing their own thing and they're just walking
Actually,
through.
like that,
Yes.
he said it perfectly. That's exactly how that scene felt like when Rhaenyra was in that brothel. Like, it was like you
Exactly.
were in
It's
his,
like
like.
I swear that scene is actually perfectly shot, to be very honest, because like you feel the exact same way that Rhaenyra was feeling.
Exactly,
Because
you feel. I'm not gonna lie.
she was like a maiden, that she's just new to all of this, and her agba uncle Daemon, the notorious prince, just took her out for a night on the town. And
And
then
bro,
she's just like to everything, and she's just looking around, and she's obviously like sort of overwhelmed and not, used to all of this. And you yourself, you feel the same way, because it's not like as you'll just be shifting from scene to scene. And yeah, it's a really nice scene. It's a really nice scene, to be honest. But
okay.
let's not get too in depth into it, to be honest, because.
See, there's something else. There's something else about with Dragon that I want to discuss. Sam, I the fact that this thing is a prequel, it actually sucks, sort of, because as far as a prequel and the things happening, like they happened before Game of Thrones gone. There are a lot of things that we know, like that we already know, or that you can actually find out about the show. That like now I know the outcome of like
Bro, no.
Rhaenyra's nuptials, like who
That
she's going to
I know
marry and
out
stuff. Like I already
the
know it,
that I know
and
out of the House of Dragon.
bro,
Honestly, if any other show,
I already know what's going to happen.
yeah.
And the thing is, it can only change if like the writers like they decide to like just change things up. And the thing is, even if they do decide to do that, it
Did
won't even
that.
make sense.
Guys, it would make sense. It would make sense.
Will it actually make sense? The thing
It
is,
would. It would.
you know, Game of Thrones, they already have like a bad track record of like the way they ended season 8, trying to do one-on-one and like mess around with things. If they like, they have to be delicate with House of the Dragon. If they go and change something up and they don't handle it properly, see, the hate that they will get from fans, it will like, they are like, what they will do is be redeemable because they will come for them. Because people are still
you know what? From
Game
you
of Thrones currently.
Game of Thrones, they actually just messed up because it was obvious that nobody could have ever wanted that ending. Nobody wanted that. Actually, I don't even understand why they did
for
that.
Game of Thrones, for Game of Thrones, see, for that ending, they really messed up because for like for season 8, it was sort of divided into two parts. The fight with the White Walkers and the White
which was rushed and rubbish.
And, yes, it was rushed. And then the fight with Cersei. See, that fight with Cersei should have come first. They made it seem as if Cersei was big bad. Like, they've been building on the White Walkers
like,
since
bro, look at, exactly. Now, look at, I don't know. What's it called? House of Dragon sort of highlights the failure of Game of Thrones. Because in House of Dragon, they do a lot of foreshadowing, I guess. I think that's what we call it. They do a lot of foreshadowing of the song of A Song of Ice and Fire. They see this before that
like, exactly
that the king showed a dagger. That this was Aegon the Conqueror's dagger, and that's one that's etched into the dagger. You see that somebody wrote that from my blood will come the prince that was promised, and the song is A Song of Ice and Fire, bro.
That is so crazy. Imagine having like a prophecy that already existed since that time. And now
the prophecy that existed for hundreds of years.
And
then you now
like that.
Game of Thrones in like
not two episodes. That guy. Sincerely, it was crazy. It was crazy. See, this is Nathan. That fight with Cersei, I don't know how they would have written it, but if it was going to like be a major part of season 8 at all, it should have come first in season 8. Then they should have made like the White King. The White King, he actually was the big bad. He was the one that all of them had to like rally together to fight against. Because if they didn't, all of them would have died.
That, you know, that to get the whole realm united. That the prince that was promised
bro,
to unite
like,
the realm against the Long Knights. Ah no.
Oh, I swear they really messed up, man. This is getting me and it vexed as I
think. Yeah, like as if maybe after the finish House of Dragons season 1, they should just go and remake Throne season 8 or something. Cause
like they should give us like Justice League. They should give us a Snyder Scott or I don't know what you call it. They should just give us another version.
It doesn't matter.
Because that thing was funny, but anyhow. See, like I was saying,
we're getting sucked into it.
Well, actually, see, like I was saying about this House of Dragons being a prequel and already knowing, see, it actually sucks. Like to already know a lot of stuff. And then there's one other thing about
praying for a different engine. You know what you were saying about that? Okay, that that Game of Thrones, that the ending was different from what was supposed to be in the books. But I think that nobody wanted the ending that they did in Game of Thrones. I don't know what they were on that made them write such. I don't know, but I'm very sure that people would react. A lot of people would react positively to a happy ending. For House of the Dragon, a lot of people react positively to that. A lot of people want that. I'm sure.
See, definitely. Loki. It is actually it is early to say. You know this type of show, and like from Game of Thrones being like a track record, they like to twist things up. Like how in season 1 of Game of Thrones, they made it seem as if Ned Stark was the main character, and then these people up and they killed Ned Stark. They beheaded him.
Nah. Forget.
See,
not
calm
like
down.
Just
calm down. Calm down first. What I'm trying to say, what I'm getting at is now currently, as per you are seeing things from Rhaenyra's perspective, you have grown to like Rhaenyra and stuff.
Yes,
you haven't like they haven't really developed Aegon's character at all, or like Daemon's character. Okay, maybe not Daemon, yeah. But like there are some other people in House of Dragons currently that if they really work on their character development, you can grow to like them in the long run. And then, depending on how they write Rhaenyra's character in the future, something can change. She feels
exactly.
So
exactly.
She might, like, she might have some arc where you go to dislike Rhaenyra and stuff.
We're just four episodes.
Exactly. It's still early to form like an opinion about whether you really want the end to happen or not.
Yeah.
See, almost in these Targaryens, somebody really needs to flog them because I don't know if they have a shortage of names in their family or they just love repetition. Because it's actually very confusing. Do you know how many Aegons are in that house? Bro, do you know how many Aegons? They are up to like five.
You can't blame them now. All of them want to rep Aegon the Conqueror.
They want to rep Aegon. But guy, there are so many Aegons.
I was confused about, I was watching something and then they mentioned one of the Aegons and I was confused as to which Aegon they were referring to. So I googled like all the Aegons, Targaryen
family tree. And that was a mistake for me because googling all the Aegons, that ended up being like, I opened myself up to a major spoiler. Like, that's what I'm saying, that they're technically already spoilers for like a show that they've not even finished on the internet. So you guys, beware before you go and Google anything about House of the Dragon. Like, make sure you are ready for whatever you see on the internet. These people, and it's not my fault. Like, why would there be so many Aegons? I blame them. Honestly, I blame them.
But you can't really blame them, Shaq, because like, okay, obviously it's a dynasty and, you know, the House of the Dragon. The title of the show is the House of the Dragon. And that's, you know, the House of the Dragon, that's House Targaryen. And they're always like, they want to rep themselves and they want to like invoke the names of the ancestors, shall you get? Okay, when you name a child Aegon, the people themselves, they will already be like anticipating the child is going to be much.
That
child will be great and everything, shall. So yeah, you can't really blame them, shall, but of course it can get confusing and can be infuriating at times, shall.
Yeah. Bro,
I think we've crossed the 20-minute mark. We've not even done like an overview of what's been happening, what we expect to happen. We're basically turning this into another House of Dragon review. Not even close to finishing with House of Dragon, bro.
Guy, anyhow, see, let's bring it. I have one more thing to touch on House of Dragon.
Yeah.
We were having a conversation before, and you were talking about how in Game of Thrones, like per episode, they used to juggle a lot of storylines together. Something happening in King's Landing, something in Winterfell, something in Braavos, like stuff like that. See, for House of the Dragon, even with how long like each episode is, like 1 hour, I feel the reason why they don't do that is because
there aren't that many, because it's focused on House Targaryen.
There aren't many storylines in House of the Dragon. Like for Game of Thrones,
definitely find other storylines if they want to.
Yeah, if they want to, but like currently there really aren't.
Otto Hightower, they can flesh out scenes with him on his own. He doesn't always have to like be interacting with the king.
That guy.
The guy is a very baelish. What would have been mad? If imagine Baelish had like name dropped the guy in Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. And do you not know the funny thing? He very well may have, but we don't remember.
No. If he had, somebody you'd have seen the meme already. No. You'd have seen it, yeah.
See, there's this particular video from Game of Thrones that I remember seeing in Game of Thrones, but I can't like seem to find it on YouTube or anywhere. You know, one of these stories, I don't know if it was, you know, it was Princess Shireen that usually told like stories of the Targaryen and because of those books of them that she used to read.
Yes, usually it was just the one time now.
That's the thing. There was one other time that I heard a story about the Targaryen, about one particular knight that wanted to face Balerion the Dread. That was Aegon the Conqueror's dragon. And he took his shield and he polished his shield like so smooth and so fresh that the shield turned into a mirror. And he thought that if he could deceive Balerion the Dread into thinking that he was seeing himself, like he carried the shield and he was approaching Balerion the Dread with the shield. The shield had basically turned into a mirror. So Balerion the Dread wasn't seeing like the knight. He was seeing his own reflection. So he thought that would deceive Balerion, like enough for him to get close to Balerion and slay Balerion. But Balerion burnt away. Like,
obviously. I mean, even if you couldn't trust his sight, at least he'd be able to smell it.
The thing is, even think about it. Like, I don't know if you have seen any video of like an animal seeing their reflection. They usually go mad. Like whenever they see their own reflection. Like it messes with their head. That was that.
Like, I like all this kind of like humor in Thrones. That's not what funny. Because it was like, let me narrate it again in case you didn't get that. So somebody wanted to slay Valyrian the Dread, a massive dragon. So the guy's brilliant plan was to he polished his shield until it shone so much, it became like a mirror. So the shield was reflecting Valyrian's image. So he now tries to approach Balerion, thinking that it would, you know, defeat him and he'll be able to claim like that. But, you know, she didn't go according to plan.
Actually. But anyway, yeah. like what I was saying was, I've been looking for that video and I haven't found it. Like, but anyhow, so I think we should have talked. Have we talked enough for now? So the dragon.
you know the funny thing? The final episode we did was just on episode one. There have been 3 episodes since then. So much to cover. So much has happened.
We haven't talked about the crab feeder at all.
I don't think we're in it.
They actually didn't develop that one very well, no?
We don't need the crab feeder. The guy never even spoke.
Actually. But the white king.
I wonder, so they will actually pay the actor that acted that guy.
Are you kidding me? The white king, did he speak? Did you ever hear his voice?
Exactly. So they actually pay somebody to do that.
Normal like, now.
Instead of it, just drew raffle draw for production crew for the person that will be do it.
Big mood.
I swear. That's how it's actually supposed to be now, because like you have a character that never speaks and last like 3 episodes.
But look, what would you say
about House of Dragon being able to develop different more scenes apart from like scenes between Targaryens and like scenes involving Targaryens? They missed a massive opportunity, or they are currently missing a massive opportunity, maybe to improve later, but I don't, maybe to actually improve since I was going to say no with Lord Collis. With Lord Collis. Oh,
as per venturing into the free cities, have you?
They don't even, bro, that's even actually under Martin. I can't even lie. HBO, they've landed the jackpot. They have opportunities to make like another 2 or 3 series.
Spin-offs. Guy, I'm telling you, they have the opportunity. Because I can, like, they can make a spin-off about, like, the free cities, like Braavos. Like,
exactly. Braavos,
so they can make a spin-off about that. Then they can actually, see, they can make another spin-off that is related to the Targaryens when they were still in old Valyria.
Exactly, bro.
Like, and it's so bad.
Before the doom. No. That would be so bad.
And I'll watch it, like, I'll so watch it. Yeah. I swear, this Game of Thrones like universe, this world.
It's not even Westeros. I was about to say Westeros, but then it's not just Westeros.
Actually, it's not just Westeros. Like, honestly, I love this world.
We've used the whole allotted time that we planned. The 30 minutes is almost up, and we've only been discussing House of the Dragon. We've not even really finished it. So I think should we? Yeah, I think we'll just discuss House of Dragon in this podcast. A bonus Sandman episode later this week or something. So let's just round up on House of Dragon this episode. I'm sorry, guys. If we really didn't plan it out this way. At the beginning of this episode, we thought we were going to touch on Sandman. We even planned to touch on Rings of Power. But it is what it is.
Actually, it is what it is. Well, actually, see, so far, like, I've been loving House of the Dragon. I can't lie.
It's been
really good.
It's lived up to the bill.
Actually, it has. I know. You know, I didn't really expect them to disappoint because, I mean,
actually,
Game of Thrones.
Massive budgets.
You know, like, massive budgets. Like,
people were discussing before, and I told you that I saw this article that was basically titled, "We've entered the blockbuster age of streaming." Yeah. And they were like, House of Dragon, Rings of Power. Like massive shows because they're just absolutely massive 1 hour episodes, so that's
for that's crazy.
So, so far, on House of the Dragon overview, Rhaenyra has been named, she had initially been named Air.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as per my prediction, let me just drop it now. Let me just put it now. My prediction that I made on the House of Dragon episode. Yeah.
Hello.
Overview. I'm sure I'm going to miss something, so don't get on my back for that, because an incredible amount of things have actually happened for just four episodes. So yeah, let's see. Rhaenyra is named Air. I predicted on the last episode that her friend was going to marry her dad, and she did, and she has given birth to Aegon, to Tunde's heir. How do you pronounce that? So,
Tunde's heir. What do you mean by Tunde's heir?
Tunde's heir. No. How do you even pronounce that?
Wait, spell it.
Like I R E. Basically means like to your
like person I'm rooting for.
No. To frustrate you, shall. So like to your frustration, shall. Like as in that they've named they've given birth to an Aegon.
Is it I R E or I R K?
So what's her name? So the Lady Alicent. Now your grace.
Bro.
You saw that tweet that you start sleeping with a girl and you quickly go from your grace to Viserys. Bro. That was so anyhow, Sha. So yeah, that happens. What else? Daemon and Sarkolis. Okay, the infamous Daemon's incredible scene at with the crab feeder. Mm-hmm. So Daemon is like a big battle scene, and Daemon and Sarkolis they're waging a war in the stepstones against the crab feeder, who is like a pirate. And war isn't going well. She isn't going well at all. Okay, so let's set the scene. People have been pressuring Viserys, that's King Viserys, to go assist Daemon with the war in Stepstones. But obviously, Daemon is never going to ask. Proud motherfucker, but then somebody, one of his guys, one of the generals, sent a missive to the king, and king agreed to help. Fine. The king sends a messenger that, okay, Daemon, I'm going to come and help you. Sha sent the letter. So after Daemon read the letter, what does my brother what does my brother do? Beats like
if that he literally beats the messenger.
Kill that messenger. Bro. Just beats that messenger. And then he decides that he can't accept his brother's help. And so he decides that it's all or nothing basically. So he just goes out onto the battleground, and he goes by himself. So he's a really mad scene. Even if you're not ready to watch House of Dragon yet, just go on YouTube that Daemon scene. That should be enough to bring it up. Is that good? Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, and because there are some important things happening in episode 4 that you didn't mention. Should we touch on that?
Okay, let me just finish the overview of last episode. That's like the main thing from episode 3. So yeah. So it's a really mad scene. And yeah, so Damon walks out onto the field alone against and like against then guys start rushing him. So you know he's going. I was not like sort of I was liking it, yeah. That okay, Damon against like an army alone. Okay, fine. I was liking it because it was like a kind of okay, he came out. He now brought like a pali flag that okay, he's surrendering or whatever. So okay, they now sent a few guys to him to go and get him. So they sent those few guys. He just brought out the sword, just tried to kill those guys. Brought out Dark Sister, that is the name of the sword. Yeah, brought out the sword, kill those guys. Then obviously they now send a few more. Okay, well, going through them. Started He was dodging, he was killing guys. I was liking, okay, fun. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, it's getting so realistic. Now, what was happening here?
Actually, that thing wasn't very realistic.
That's what I liked is when he got hit with an arrow or two, he now just hunkered down. Then, you know, so by then, so okay, yeah, the issue was that the crab feeder and his army, they had like hidden in the caves. And so obviously, if you're hiding in the caves, then the dragons can't get to you. So that's why the war was going so bad. They couldn't really get to them. Whenever she was getting tough for them, the crab feeder and his guys were just retreating to the caves. And they won't be able to do anything about that. So yeah, they just needed somebody to draw them out. So Damon had successfully drawn them out. So the rest of his army just came onto the field, and then just the dragon just flying overhead, burnt all those archers. So just finished all those guys, you know, RIP. So yeah, that was the maddest scene that's the maddest scene so far in House of the Dragon. Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
So what was the important thing?
In episode 4, Rhaenyra, she made out like a bit with her uncle, that's Daemon.
With Daemon, yeah.
And then she had sex with this guy that was like a personal knight, Sacrosanct.
Yeah,
she did that. And then Otto, that's the hand, he has spies all over. So his spies reported to him like about what happened between Rhaenyra and Daemon. So he relayed it back to the king, and the king was furious. And then, first of all, he confronted Daemon about it. And Daemon, like, he owned up to it. Like, he didn't deny it, sure. But Alicent, that's his wife, she overheard Otto and the king having a conversation. So she confronted Rhaenyra, and Rhaenyra denied it on her mother's grave.
Denied it on her mother's grave. That's where I was like, that's Rhaenyra messed up. Prior to this episode, but bro, this what?
So Alicent defended Rhaenyra to the king, and then the king actually then confronted Rhaenyra. Rhaenyra still denied him, and like she then
put, you know what, like, you know what? He didn't actually confront her. Like he asked her that.
Calm down. See, let's be truthful. Viserys is also a bitch. Because I don't know why he can't have a conversation with his daughter. Honestly, he finds it so hard to like talk to his daughter, and I don't understand why. Because even when her mother died, he found it so difficult to talk with her. Now,
yes, now just to ask her a question. Me wasn't wrong now.
Bro, I bet okay, that is given. But for this one too, he didn't want to talk to his, like something like that about your daughter. Why can't you go and ask your daughter about it? He didn't want to ask her. He just wanted to ask Daemon. It was Alicent that pushed him to ask Rhaenyra about it.
He didn't want it to be true. He didn't want it to be true now.
I beg. See, stop it. You should be able to talk with your daughter. Like, she's your daughter. She's basically like the only family. Okay, maybe apart from his son that he now has. She's basically the only family he has left. And you cannot talk to your daughter. I beg. Like,
you know, there was a scene where that Lord Strong, that was like the only guy that ever speaks the truth to the king. That Lord Strong, yeah, that guy, sir. So, Viserys confessed to the guy that he finds this that what it was like. The scene was the line was like that. What a Targaryen king I am! I can't even handle my own daughter of 10 and 6. So yeah, also yeah. So that verifies Rhaenyra's age. So yeah, she's 16 initially, and then Daemon mentions in episode 4 that it's been 4 years. So yeah, she's 20 now. Yeah. clarify that.
Sure, anyhow, the whole thing concluded. Otto is sure no longer the hand. The king stripped him off.
That was a good thing from Munira. That's like the first sign of like political maneuvering that we've seen from her.
Actually.
Because she was like after Viserys sort of confronted her about her encounter with Daemon, he just basically said that truth doesn't matter, that it's all about appearances. And he just put it to the side that okay, that you are going to marry this guy. That you are going to marry
Sarkozy's son.
And actually, yeah, that's what I was wondering. That's how many years was the interval? Because like when they showed Sarkozy's son in episode 1, the guy was like still young. And then in episode 3, when they showed the guy, the guy was like at war with them. And the guy was looking like a young man. So I was like, this is the same guy.
You know, the matter not too clear. Like, I think in between each episode, there was actually like a time, not like a lot, but there were some time intervals. Because in between episodes 2 and 3, you know that Aegon had grown a little bit. Like, it was now like 3 or 4 years old. Like, there were sure like little time intervals in between each episode.
Yeah, but from episode 1 to episode 4, the total everything is 4 years, I think.
Yeah. I don't even really know, bro. Anyhow.
Yeah. But actually, they are worse guys to get married to, Sha, because the guy is younger than her, Sha. The guy is younger than her, definitely. But I don't think it's more than like 2 or 3 years, Sha. It's like 2 or 3 years difference. Yeah. So anyhow, Sha, so the king was like that, okay, you're going to get married to this guy. And she was like that, fine, but that you'll have to get rid of your hand because the guy doesn't want me to ascend the throne. So I really like that from there. I showed a little bit of political know-how. Yeah. So any last thoughts?
No, not actually. Like, I've basically said it all. And the rest, like, is up to them now. Like, whatever comes next, like, we'll definitely still make at least one episode. Probably like at the end of it all, about House of the Dragon.
Yeah, maybe, I think this is just like this started out as a series roundup. It was supposed to be House of the Dragon, touch on Rings of Power a little bit, and Sandman review, but that ended up becoming a midway review of House of the Dragon. It's been a 10 out of 10. Yeah.
Okay.
There's very little I would improve about it. The only thing that we're able to say was that they should develop more characters to satisfy the storyline a little bit. That was the thing to pick out.
Well, apart from that, like, there's really nothing much, right?
There's really nothing more that I could ask for, to be honest. Yeah. Okay. I think we'll just round up here then.
We'll make a bonus episode about Sandman, and we'll drop that later.
And maybe just touch on possibly my power fans. Maybe we'll touch on Raising Kanan, season 2 that's out. About 4 or 5 episodes already out now, so maybe possibly we'll also touch on that in that episode.
Okay,
so, as always, thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Okay.